call is important to us. You're one of our favorite customers. Please hold. Please hold. Your call is important to us. Over and over and over again. Voicemail hell. We've all been in it. It is the inspiration for a brand new book by Laura Penny, which is called Your Call is Important to Us, The Truth About BS. And on the cover is a big yellow shovel, which I guess you use to pile it on as corporate America piles it onto us and political America piles it onto us. Laura, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, thanks for having me.
One of the things I love you about this show is you talk about phoniness everywhere, and you call it a fog of fibs.
Yes.
Give me some examples.
Sure. Well, I mean, the obvious one, the Your Call is Important to Us. Everyone's heard that one. And every time you hear it, it actually gets phonier.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my research, I found that, you know, most ads are pretty fallacious, that, you know, politicians generally cannot be trusted.
Do you think at this point that corporate America knows that we know that our call isn't all that important to them, that there are 18 other people on the line, and we know that there's a 5 to 10 minute wait every time we got to call them?
Sure. I think they know that, and I think that's one of the reasons why people find it so infuriating, right, is because they know very well how important the call is, and so do we.
Right, but they themselves, being human beings who also have to conduct business, they also have to find themselves in this same voicemail hell. And I often wonder, don't you people ever call you people and know what we go through?
That might solve something, actually, if they had to call themselves once in a while. Who knows? They might change things around.
I think it would. Let's talk about some of your other targets here. And one of them is one that I talk about a lot on this show. Big Pharma, the big pharmaceutical companies in not only the United States but across the world, and the price of prescription drugs, et cetera. But it's also one of your targets in the book. Why?
Well, because, first of all, pharmaceutical advertising is some of the most disingenuous stuff you're going to see on TV. And second of all, I think that their products are quite overpriced. I think that they manipulate the public with their advertising. I think that they show disregard for regulatory agencies. And, you know, if you talk about this a lot on the show, you probably know very well that they selectively publish their own research, right?
Yep.
I mean, if a study says that a pill is bad, you will never see that study again, right? Yeah, so again, I think that, you know, they're turning something that's actually important, which is people's health, into a very profitable cash cow.
Not only will an internal study never show to the rest of the world that something is bad, but if there is an independent study that shows that it's bad,
oh, they'll sink it. They'll bury it. Yeah.
And what they'll do is turn out some internal research by some phonied-up science deal and say, oh, no, no, we have the research that shows exactly the opposite or worse.
Well, I mean, the other thing they do is most pharmaceuticals are either developed in other countries or developed with taxpayer dollars at universities. And then, you know, whenever anybody talks about big pharma profiteering, they always defend themselves by saying, oh, we spend millions and millions of dollars on this research. And that's just not true. Taxpayers are paying for that research.
So
they spend a lot more on marketing than they do on research.
So ask your doctor about.
Oh, yeah. And that's empowering, right? That's their BS term.
Right.
What that is.
Yeah. You also go after prisons. Now, it's weird because this is an odd amalgam of things that you go after in the book, but it all comes under that phoniness that even Americans may not be aware of. Talk about prisons.
Oh, sure. Well, the Federal Prison Industries, which is, you know, the company that represents prison labor, they call themselves the best kept secret in outsourcing, right on their website, which I find very funny. And, basically, call centers in prisons are about as cheap as call centers in India, but the prisoners have the advantage of, you know, familiar-sounding accents when you call. But, of course, they have the disadvantage of, you know, convicted felons getting their hands on your credit information.
Yes! I'm so glad you mentioned that, because this is one of the great ironies in America now, and most consumers, I wasn't aware about it until I read it in your book, that when we call a lot of different call centers, or it's not so much like if you need your Dell computer fixed, but it's when you call to order a Dell computer or something else, what happens?
Well, it goes to a call center in a prison because that, again, is a lot cheaper than, you know, any sort of first world labor, right? I mean, again, it's comparable with India, which is where most call centers are going right now.
Right. And so when we're worried about identity theft and giving out our Social Security number or our Visa or MasterCard number or
personal... Well, why not cut out the middlemen? Why not give your identity to someone who's already a criminal?
It sounds like you're making it up, but it actually is going on, and it's not a small deal, is it?
No, and of course, I mean, it is difficult to find out what companies use prison labor, because of course nobody wants to talk about it, obvious, for the obvious reasons.
Yeah, the other irony I love is that a lot of travel agencies use these, and these are guys who can't travel.
That's got to burn them up.
Yeah, I'd like some information about going to the Caribbean. What place would you recommend? I don't know. I'm in the Gray Bar Hotel. I love it. Stand by for just a second. Laura Penny, the book is Your Call is Important to Us. This is the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Laura Penny. Her book is Your Call is Important to Us, The Truth About BS. And you also go after TV news big time. You're not a big fan of all forms of news media, but particularly television news. What's the problem there?
Well, I wish it had some more news in it. That would be my problem. I know way more about Michael Jackson than I ever wanted to, which is, you know, not the most newsworthy event in the world. I mean, either way you look at it, he's either a freak or a child molester, you know, not exactly late-breaking news. I think everyone's aware of that.
But when they cover that, or stories like that, you know, for instance, the Natalie Holloway story.
Yeah,
which is,
that would be another one.
You know, Greta Van Susteren's ratings are higher than they've ever been. She's the number one personality on cable news now because she hasn't left Aruba for like 6 weeks. So she's done this story to death, if you'll pardon my use of that word, every day. So if people are watching, can you blame the providers and not blame viewers?
Certainly you can. You can blame the providers for pandering. You can blame the providers for changing, you know, the news into just another television show, right? I mean, that's the problem, is that the news is involved in the same ratings game as other TV shows when the news is not like other TV shows. I mean, you know, Thomas Jefferson said that if you could only have one or the other, democracy or a free press, he would take the free press.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a very different role to play, I think, than, you know, just being a soap opera, which is what a lot of these stories are. I mean, these stories are basically soap operas.
But giving the people what they want isn't important?
Yeah, but again, that's the same argument you get from Big Pharma, right? Is that we're just giving the people what they want. I mean, I think the people are spoken to before they speak, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that when you have, you know, multiple channels of Natalie Holloway or multiple channels of Michael Jackson, again, you know, if there was serious news going up against Greta Van Susteren, then maybe we'd be able to make this comparison. But, you know, it's either Greta and Natalie, or it's, you know, Wolf and Michael, you know. I mean, it's all very trashy, I find.
And while that's going on, I'm actually getting some of my best analysis of what's going on in the world from Jon Stewart.
Yeah, I know. It's true. I mean, it says something about the time that we live in, that the fake news show is most able to really capture what's happening in the world, right?
Well, you know what? He calls it a fake news show, but he's actually very much, he and his staff are very much on top of what's going on.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, they have a Peabody Award to show for it, which is more than you can say for Bill O'Reilly.
Or many of the people on television news these days. But like you, they don't mind having a little BS detector and pointing it at people who are actually committing that.
Well, that's the other problem with the news, right, is this sort of pretend neutrality where, you know, you bring in, you know, one spokesperson who says, well, what we mean is this, and then you bring in another spokesperson who says the opposite of that, and then you've covered the issue, and that's it.
Yep.
Well, that's not the whole issue, obviously, right? I mean, that's just two people yelling at each other.
And that's what far too much of news and commentary has become in America, two people yelling at each other.
I mean, you could watch, you could substitute them with two hand puppets saying yes and no really loudly, and you would have the same effect.
And the amazing thing is if you reversed the people or the situation, the people who are decrying Person A for doing something they consider horrible would defend Person A if it were of their political party. That's why. Well,
and that's another problem too. I mean, I think that, you know, political discourse has become so partisan and so hostile that it's really impossible to get, you know, a nuanced sort of position on anything, or, you know, a view that really does look at both sides of the story. It's very hard.
Yep, I agree. That's one of the reasons I stay away from politics on this show, but I agree with you that it's all BS. Mm-hmm. The book is called Your Call is Important to Us, The Truth About BS. Laura Penny, thanks for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.